Hello, BTN News listeners. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. Happy Tuesday, news listeners. Welcome to today's edition of the BTN News Show. It's the 6th of April, 2021. We've got the best technology news that's been happening over the past 24 hours, and we got it for you right now in about 5 minutes. Zoom, basically the word of, well, last year and this year. Well, now if you want to Zoom, you can do it with your Echo Show. That's right, yes, Amazon is bringing Zoom compatibility to the Echo Show 10 devices, at least if you're in the U.S. currently. Users now will have their calendars linked right up to Alexa, and then will have their meetings actually started automatically. That is if that's what you want to happen. People who haven't done that setup yet or just simply don't want it, all you'll have to do is say, Alexa, join my meeting. And sorry for those of you out there that I just triggered your Alexa device. Those of you may not remember, Echo Show 8 actually has Zoom compatibility already, meaning this is the second device to actually gain it. The main advantage, of course, though, with Zoom on Echo Show 10, the camera tracks users where they move, meaning you can roam about the room during your meeting and it'll still know where you're at. So no getting away from that Zoom meeting now. Those of you that just love Android Auto, well, there's a lot more apps that are going to be available to you soon. Yep, Google is allowing third-party developers now to push software in those categories to production. Meaning soon, yes, you'll start seeing a lot more of those apps show up in the Play Store that are Android Auto compatible. Took a while, though, for this to happen. Google said in August of last year, we're going to be doing that. We're getting around to it. Well, it took you long enough. As for when you'll start seeing more compatible apps for Android Auto, well, it's going to linger about a bit. Few here, few there, as the months roll by. Those of you that use Facebook Pay, hands up. My hand's not up. Yours? I don't really know anybody that uses it. However, though, that's not stopping Facebook. They're actually expanding the service now, and doing so by rolling out person-to-person payments via, QR codes. Meaning you got a friend or a family member? Well, you can just scan their personalized QR code now, and the money will be instantly transferred. Now, as far as generating your personal QR code, pretty simple, actually. Users will be prompted with a new scan button in their Facebook Pay carousel, and then by pressing it, it allows users to scan a QR code for your friend or family member. You'll select the amount, then transfer the money. Of course, if QR codes aren't your things, there's also those personalized payment links too. Now, the QR code feature isn't completely prime time yet, still somewhat in beta, so the feature's not available to everybody. Currently, we're seeing most testing is happening in the United States, but should be officially launched pretty soon. And finally, there's no more answers from Yahoo. Yep, they're completely out of answers. Kind of like the company. But did I say that out loud? Oh, I'm sorry. Nah, I'm really talking about Yahoo Answers. It's actually one of the longest running and most storied web and Q&A platforms in the history of the internet. Bet you didn't know that. Now, starting on May 4th, you can't go there anymore. May the 4th be with you no more for Yahoo Answers. That's when the website will start redirecting people to the Yahoo homepage. And if you're thinking there's an archive on the platform, nope, they're not even going to bother. You think they might. I mean, come on. Been operating since 2005. But apparently even Yahoo's saying, pretty much that's what Google's now, isn't it? If you got a story, no one else is listening, send it our way, britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our official website, you know where it is, britishtechnetwork.com. Get subscribed to the news show, the Mac show, the big show, the photo show, and other fine podcasts from the British Tech Network right over there. Give us a like, too, on our Facebook page, British Tech Network. Of course, follow us on the Twitters, @BritishTech, and join our community at our Slack room by simply going to britishtech.slack.com. The news show, back at your way on Thursday. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next couple of days. But until then, have a fantastic Tuesday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.